Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Britain says it plans to start injecting people with the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine as early as Monday, after becoming the first country to approve a COVID-19 vaccine following large-scale clinical trials. The British government approved the use of the coronavirus vaccine on Wednesday, after the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency announced it had completed its safety review. The decision marks a significant milestone in the battle against the pandemic, although challenges remain for poor health systems in rolling out the vaccine. Pfizer is expected to deliver 800,000 vaccine doses to Britain in the coming days. The government has so far ordered 40 million doses, enough to vaccinate 20 million people. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention warned Wednesday of a bleak winter ahead as the country continues to see nationwide surges of COVID-19 cases. CDC Director Robert Redfield says he believes December, January, and February will be the most difficult time in the public health history of the nation. Also on Wednesday, the CDC said Americans should quarantine for 10 days after potential exposure to the virus, shortening the previous guideline of a 14-day quarantine. The United States has recorded more than 273,000 deaths and more than 13.9 million confirmed cases of the coronavirus this year, according to Johns Hopkins University. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden met virtually Wednesday with American small business owners and workers who have been impacted by the economic slowdown caused by the coronavirus pandemic. When he takes office on January 20th, Biden will be confronted with the slowing of the U.S. economy recovery because of the resurgence of the pandemic. Via remote, this is VOA News. Republicans and Democrats in Congress remain unable to reach an agreement on fresh relief for the pandemic-hit U.S. economy. However, there were early signs that a $900 billion bipartisan proposal could be gaining traction as a negotiating tool. On Wednesday, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said outgoing President Donald Trump supported a different Republican proposal put forth by the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell after McConnell on Tuesday rejected the bipartisan package. The United Nations says it has reached an agreement with Ethiopia to provide humanitarian aid in the country's northern Tigray region, where a month of the conflict has worsened an existing humanitarian crisis. The UN says the deal will give aid workers access to federal government-controlled areas of Tigray, where federal troops have been fighting the Tigray regional government. The UN has been among a number of organizations calling for access to the region amid the growing humanitarian crisis after foreign workers were forced to evacuate. Peruvian police seized nearly $6 million in fake U.S. bills and arrested one person believed to be part of a known gang which specialized in counterfeiting foreign money. Police announced Wednesday the phony bills, mostly in 10s and 20s, were found inside a building in Lima. They also confiscated the print machine allegedly used to produce the fake money. Authorities say the bogus bills were going to be sent into neighboring Ecuador and Bolivia before circulating through commercial markets worldwide. Police say Peru is one of the countries known for being a haven for money counterfeiters. Authorities in Indonesia are keeping a close watch on a volcano that forced hundreds of people to flee their villages when it began to spew hot ash thousands of meters into the air. A local disaster agency chief said residents living near the Mount Semeru on Java Island could still be at risk as heavy rains threatened to trigger more volcanic flows from the still-spewing crater. And Ivanka Trump, President Trump's daughter advisor, was questioned under oath this week as part of a civil lawsuit alleging misuse of nonprofit funds for Donald Trump's inauguration 4 years ago. The lawsuit claims that real estate businesses and other entities misused the nonprofit funds to enrich the Trump family. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.